Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sound of the voice. Till it's all hours of the night. Jump, sway, bounce, rock, and skate. Long as my band is tight. And I always want to be underneath
light. So come with me. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
Okay.
Seen a car full of girls and no need to tweak. All your skirts know what's up with 213. Who is that? And we can start the show.
Have we had this character before?
I think we may have. But we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. God damn it.
Well, some Nate D-O-double-G.
Wrong.
What?
It was. Oh, yeah. Did you say Nate Dogg?
Oh, God.
I couldn't translate.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Can we start then?
You're
awesome. Welcome. Welcome to
Black
and
Tan. Thank you. Welcome.
Okay.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on?
That was Nate Dogg?
Yeah. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, I mean, you said I was wrong.
Because I was kidding.
Oh. I'm sorry. I took it as real. I'm sorry.
No. This is a comedy podcast.
I'm sorry.
If you didn't know,
I'm sorry.
That was a joke.
You're right.
You know that's Nate Dogg.
I mean, that's why I kind of.
Sorry, it was Easy E.
I didn't know what to do. I thought it was a Chaplin situation again.
It was actually.
Like, hey, it's fucking Nate Dogg. No,
you're second guessing yourself on things you know now.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Your name's not even Aaron.
That's
it's Black.
Just how I feel, man. You guys gave me a complex. Because I still haven't seen Chaplin.
That was actually Charlie Chaplin.
Ba-da-ba-ba,
right out of the movie, played by Johnny Depp.
Right out of the talkies.
Johnny Depp as...
Wait, it was Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it was Depp.
Right. It wasn't? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Hey guys, welcome to the Black and Tan Show.
Always, you know, starting out on a bummer.
I like that, though. I mean, we've been doing this whole season. We've been starting out on a bummer doing the dead celebrity. What a way to start a show. Hey, here's a dead person. Now let's go. But I think it's worked for us. I mean, these are some of the best episodes we've had this season.
Ever.
So.
Ever in life.
This is our best second season ever.
Man.
And so how have you been? How's
I'm better
baby?
Than dead people.
How's baby?
Baby's good.
Bigger baby.
I mean, she's
all the babies.
She's a little bigger than the last time we spoke about her.
Wow. Okay.
And,
noticeably bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like,
that's what babies do, I guess.
Every day, I mean, I notice a change. She's
wow.
a baby.
Like
she's
an extra hair follicle.
Or just an
another
extra
tooth.
Pad of hair.
Okay.
You know, longer
pad.
Nails.
Okay.
Less weird skin.
Mm-hmm. You guys painting your nails yet?
Getting chubbier. Painting your nails. We're not Kardashians. are we getting our ears
pierced? You got Botox yet?
Oh, yeah. We waxed. We have waxed her. You know, we waxed. just, she was a little hairy.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a little
swarthy. Brazilian. Get a Brazilian. Baby Brazilian.
You know, you got to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. If you learn anything from reality TV, know
right.
that you can wax it, baby. It's yours.
Jesus Christ. It is.
Wax,
you can do.
You can't wax other people's babies. That's what's crazy. Mm. That'll get you in jail.
Right.
Waxing your babies.
I'm definitely against.
As long
that.
As you know how to use the wax, it's not too hot. More of like a tepid wax.
Okay.
And when you pull it, you have to pull it
slow.
Fast.
I want
to
take notes. Hold on.
Okay.
So. How to wax your baby. Step one, go to a psychologist and have them tell you what's wrong with you.
Give baby to someone else.
Call child services and explain what you plan to do. Oh,
people
man.
People do it, man. People
that's awesome,
really do
though.
That.
How's the wife doing?
Yeah,
well
everybody's good. Everybody's
good.
Acclimating to child.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how else to say it. People are always like, are you tired? I'm like, yeah. Oh, bet baby's keeping you up all night. Bet she is.
I remember back in the day when you'd had no kids. I think you had a girlfriend.
We called that the good old days?
The good old days. Back in the good old day, and I think you said, I just remember you saying this, like somebody asked if you were tired, or I asked if you were tired or something, like, I'm always tired. That was then. You didn't have a house full of women, women to look
at. Well, they're, like, I was, what, like 20-year-old tired? You know, there's a difference.
You didn't even know what tired
there's
was.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
I was just talking about this with somebody at work, and they came up, and they're like, oh, man, I'm so tired, and
you're and, like, from
and
what?
And they're like 20, 21, 22.
Yeah.
No, you're not fucking tired. No. First of
you're
all.
You're what you think tired
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like, if you could stay up overnight, mm-hmm. period,
yeah.
without,
and be good.
Without drugs,
yeah.
you are not tired.
Right.
Fuck you. If Red Bulls keep you up and you can go your whole night,
yeah.
just pound a couple Red Bulls, oh, I got to do this term paper. Never been tired. Now, if you can function.
You're a version of tired. I mean,
it's
think
not
you're
my
tired.
Version.
You think you're tired.
No,
like, just like you
stupid.
Thought you were tired.
No, I know tired.
No, but
me
you
and
were
tired
like,
are homies.
Right, now.
Now we are, yeah.
Now, yeah.
yeah
but
yeah.
I'm talking then.
We weren't.
You thought
we
you were tired
always
then.
Cool. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And that's what.
Is wrong.
That
well,
is
I know
what,
that.
You know,
I know
now to
now
be wrong. Yeah.
It is wrong.
Right.
And so people who think that way, I try to school them like, hey, whoa, you're not tired. And they look, oh, well, you don't know what tired is. It's relative. I'm like, no, tired's right here. Tell them they're not tired.
I'm tired. I'm telling you, you're
well,
not
no,
me.
Tired's going to hop in me. I'm tired.
You're not tired. You're sleepy.
You're
you want to take a
kinda
nap.
Kind of like, you're not poor, you're broke. Yeah. You know, it's like little things like that where it's like,
right.
you don't know.
It's like semantics to a certain extent, but there's a big difference.
Between what, my opinion and actual fact?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
No.
Not really.
No, just between the two words.
Semantics and me being right.
Yeah. I'm just, it's semantics to a certain extent.
Anyway, let's move
we're going,
on.
We're
let's,
going down.
Let's
a,
go happy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's too early to go happy. We save happy for like
enlightened,
like the third act.
Can we give a round of applause?
Yes, we can.
For my boy.
Yes, we can.
I wish I knew him. I don't know him. But
oh, we can.
Tracy Morgan.
We do know him. We know him.
I mean,
he's actually here in the
him.
Studio today.
He's Brian Fellows.
I'm Brian Fellows.
But he's doing good.
Yeah.
Got married. Down the aisle. Was at Yankee Stadium. Gonna host Saturday Night Live.
There we go.
Thriving.
Nice. When is he hosting Saturday Night Live? Do
know? Sometime this month.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Or September. It's August now.
Yeah.
But it's winding down.
Soon.
So I think
soon.
It's going to be September.
Okay. That's going to be fucking awesome.
Greatest
some
episode
Brian
ever.
Fellows.
Brian Fellows.
Some Woodrow. Or is it Woodrow?
Woodrow. Chase the demon slightly.
Take a doo-doo pie.
Yes.
Shit. There were only what? He only had two or three
Tracy
of those.
Jordan from 30 Rock.
What other one did he did? The Spaceman Jones. Is it? Was
no,
the space,
astronaut.
Astronaut Jones.
Jones.
Oh, yeah. That was fucking awesome. Did you hop out of that green space suit?
Show
let me see
that
those fat.
Ass.
Let me see that fat ass.
Collecting stones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Word.
You
mm-hmm.
dig.
Dig.
Hop out of that space suit and show me that fat ass.
He's so fucking funny. I saw an old school video of him on YouTube, like Def Comedy Jam or something like that, where he's all
old
big.
School. Yeah,
yeah,
he's
he
a little
like,
chubby.
Yeah, facial hair.
Saturday Night Live, really though, like because he was funny on all the. He was on Def Comedy Jam, and then there was one that came on BET. All the time.
Like a,
he was on one of those.
Okay. Just stand-up comedy
showcase on BET.
Right. Oh, not with
DL Hughley.
No, who's the big Bruce?
Bruce.
was
he was
that
on
it?
There a lot.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Bruce.
And Samoa.
The Spruce Bruce.
The Spruce Bruce. What up, Derek Luce? The Spruce. the Spruce Luce.
We gotta shout out Derek and everyone because I still feel bad about the crack story.
Don't
and if you
bad.
Haven't heard the crack story, go back to episode. We should just call it the crack
Everyone
episode.
Knows that crack story because it's just when you're a young man and you're going through the change and you go from deep to light.
The change, yeah.
You know, that's one of the things we go through. Luckily, we don't have to bleed and stuff.
Yeah.
So whatever we have to go through, I'm
that's
happy.
That's a huge, huge benefit.
We go through it. And if I ever have a son, I'll laugh at him. I'm not my daughters, because again, they're daughters, and they go through, like, girls go through real puberty.
Yeah.
Like, guys just, like,
they go,
also,
yeah. shit where they think they're gonna die.
You get hair where you don't think you had hair.
You get more hair.
That's
it's like funny puberty. You're cracking. You've got an extra patch of hair somewhere. It's funny. Like everyone's just kind of laughing.
And then right
at you.
After that, you're like, hey.
Yeah, and then you're
what's
good.
What's up?
Then you're good for the rest of your life.
And then that's you forever.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, okay, my dick's this big.
Yeah.
Yes, got it.
Both balls came down nice and low.
Hey.
Swinging low, sweet chariot.
Life is good. Now I can grow a beard. Girls.
I'm still waiting for that.
Like, they're like, babies and fucking periods.
Yeah.
And
it's all a nightmare.
Pinterest.
It's all a nightmare. Their voice doesn't crack either, does it? It's just high-pitched the whole life.
Probably not.
Yeah. It gets even higher.
I think it gets deeper.
Does it get deeper?
Doesn't it get deeper as they
I think for
mature?
Some it gets higher.
Man, being a chick sounds kind of rough.
I think there's a lot of stuff that depends on like how they grew up. If their dad was around, if this happened,
to when
beaten,
when
if their
periods happened.
Yeah. like
well,
all that
was
influences.
Around a couple of years, 18-year-old period, maybe at 20.
I think that's how it works. I mean... I think, like, if they go into the doctor, okay, you're going to be going through puberty, so good luck. I don't know what's going to happen. It's pretty
but
much a grab
bag. But why
don't
we tell them? We know exactly what's going to happen.
No, we
but
don't.
It's just
yeah,
like,
we know
we
that.
We don't let them know, because you don't need to know. If I had to go through it, you got to go through it. Well, what exactly, you know, happened? I don't know. You hear some deodorant, and then they bounce. And you're like, okay, here we go.
Yep.
Ejaculating. Masturbating. All these crazy
ejaculating.
Remember?
Remember the good old days when nothing happened? Like it just felt good and you walked away.
Yeah.
You just pulled your pants up
man.
And you walked away.
It was a simpler time. It was a simpler
like
time.
Like kindergarten, first grade. Oh, remember pulling out the Montgomery Ward catalog?
Yeah.
Or
there's brassieres
like,
in here?
Yeah. I think I see some kind of nipple.
There you go, man.
Or the scrambled channel on the
Spice
TV
channel?
On the old TV.
What you talking about?
I don't know what channel. It was like 98.
It was
out of 99 channels.
That was pre-Spice. It was just straight up.
I was unable to see what channel it was.
There was like there was
scrambled.
One channel of pay-per-view porn.
Yeah, every time you catch a titty, it's either a titty or a belly button.
But you had to go
either
right
way,
then.
Happy. Yeah,
or you might have been waiting. An hour and
that's,
a half.
That, I think like, that's when you got your timing down.
Yeah. 98 through 00.
Sometimes you'd get something good on 00, yeah.
Sometimes it would come in crystal clear
for
like 2 seconds.
It's like there was some guy scrambling the station constantly. Like he had to do something.
Down.
Yeah, and then
he
took
trips.
A break.
Yeah. It was like a Nintendo, like everybody knew to blow in it.
Yeah.
That's when you know up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
Does it.
You know, if you watch it for like 5 minutes. You'd get a clear picture at some point in there.
Yeah. There's
and
all,
if you were good,
and
you,
then,
you could utilize
and then,
that.
I don't know if you were ever privy to this.
Nipple.
They had
all I needed was nipple.
They had free preview weekends every once in a while.
I think I remember that.
And it would just be crystal clear, like not for like the actual movies, but for like the 15 minutes between the movies.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And they'd show like their porn commercials.
Yeah.
Boom.
Mom, like, Dad, can we order the scrambled station?
I had a lock on my door. That's the number one thing. If I have a son ever, I'm giving him a lock.
Yeah.
Here you go, son. Because I don't want to walk in on you just doing
here's
dirt.
Here's the lock.
Doing dirt. That's it.
You gonna give your daughter a lock?
No, that's crazy. What does she need a lock for? She doesn't, they don't,
I don't know.
Girls don't do that. Girls don't masturbate.
You wouldn't
it's
give
crazy.
Your son a lock? Producer Adrian, no lock on the son's door.
No.
Busting it in. Dad!
I don't actually think I would put a lock on any. Like, I don't even want to give my kids doors. Because just
there'll
like,
be a lock on my
door
kid's
for?
Door on the outside.
There's a lock for me.
Gonna lock them in
scared,
the room.
I'm going to be scared of them at some point.
Straight up Dexter style. like
Menendez
what's
style.
The Trinity Killer. Didn't he have locks on the outside of...
Oh, I locked them fuckers in there.
Locked them in.
Oh, shit.
And they turned out pretty well.
I mean, they weren't the ones killing people.
Exactly.
They grew up pretty not killing.
Yeah. I mean,
not killy.
And they knew that killing was wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
they're like, Dad's wrong.
But not for killing,
doing
for hitting their mom.
That's true. Well, that was fine.
You know, the killing was just people had to go.
She was asking for it, though.
Okay. The mom or the people
the
who
mom.
Got killed?
The mom.
Oh, okay.
She was a perfect wife. She was asking for it.
I mean, usually they are. Usually they are.
No.
Give him a few Connerys and Connerys to the face.
What was that?
And,
just sick of that. I mean, if Sean Connery, you know, is behind it, how wrong could it be? Can't is be that guy wrong. Ever wrong?
Nope.
So
Bill Cosby wrong. What if it came out that
but he never
was
beat
doing
them,
that
right?
too?
Well, then it's wrong. I think everything Bill Cosby does now is wrong.
Yeah.
From here on.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really, you just can't get behind it.
Yeah.
You can't get behind it. And you're just like, oh, Cliff Huxtable. What happened? So mad.
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know how you're on top like that and you just fall so far. But,
because you just,
it happens.
You do dirt. You know, it's kind of like with Straight Outta Compton.
How do you do dirt?
With Straight Outta Compton, all these people came out about Dre and they're like, hey, what the fuck? He used to beat us and we've been saying
right,
it
right.
forever.
Like, what's her name? Was it D Brown? I forgot.
Yeah,
her name.
D
like
something.
D Brown or something. Eminem says it in.
D Barnes?
D Barnes.
But just, and his ex-wife, his ex-girlfriends and shit.
Yeah.
And you're just like, he did it then.
Yeah.
Should he be persecuted for it now? But he did come out with an apology.
He did come out.
And,
I heard
you know,
that.
And
he didn't accept it.
I felt it was sincere, but yeah, the ex-wife didn't. She was like, it's not.
Yeah.
And, you know, should he have to do more? Because he said, like, you know, I was a young man. I'm always growing. I feel really bad about that. You know, I'm sorry that it happened.
Well, doesn't
I'm not that person anymore.
Doesn't he have like $1 billion? Couldn't he maybe kick him down?
Well, is
a
that
few,
what,
a few dollars?
Is that what they want then?
I don't know. I mean, what else do they want?
Exactly.
He apologized, so that didn't work.
They said
like,
they wanted apologies.
You want a few ducats? Is that what this is about? Like, all right, I got a few ducats. I'll give
like,
you.
I'll
give
just
you
asked
one.
Me.
$1 million. I make $1 million.
Yeah, just shit.
Yeah, I'll take a break.
But
give me $1 million. Get back to making millions.
Is there something else that they can ask for? No.
He can't unbeat them.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what they want? They want him to unbeat them? That's or do they want to beat him? Maybe that's the thing.
Well,
I don't know. I think only they can answer
they
that.
They want to cash in on some of this money.
I think they just right? like the attention at this point.
They're like, well, we weren't in the movie. You didn't
everything,
chronicle him beating people. And you're like, no
does.
Shit.
The movie was 2 hours long. You can't get every beating in there. It would be a full beating movie.
Get five other guys to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Which beating we're talking about? I mean, the movie would be like a week long. If you're watching like fast forward. It's just one beating scene after another. Who wants to sit
just
through
be
that?
Beatings
where was my beating scene? It's on the cutting room floor? I don't know. Like
straight out of Dre. That's when you'll
straight
get
out of your mind.
All the beating movies.
Yeah.
Need.
It'll be on the Blu-ray.
They
okay?
should just come out
we'll
and say
a nice
like,
scene where you get beat silly. You want to really see
or
that?
Or accept the apology.
Yeah.
Just say like, okay, well, he said all he could really say.
Why doesn't she apologize for whatever she got beat for? Maybe she also needs to apologize. I don't know what happened. I mean, maybe
fuck you, Dre,
she
and
deserved
your shitty
it.
Headphones. You're never going to make it. And this is before like.
Maybe
looking,
she flushed his chronic down
looking,
the fucking toilet.
You're looking at Dre
the fuck
now,
going to make
too.
A CD about it.
Like now Dre looks like, you know, The Rock.
Yeah.
Back then, Dre, when he was, I'm not saying it's ever right.
Right.
But,
it was probably definitely a less of a beating then, I'm assuming.
You might have died if this Dre hit you.
Yeah,
but
there's no apology.
Dre,
there's,
you know, you got to talk after.
Right.
You get to say something now.
I think.
Not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying how it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. It happened. But I think for beating D. Barnes, he had to do like community service, and I think he got like a $2,500 fine. So he did his time.
But didn't
quote,
something
time.
Happen? Like, fuck, I wish I knew the story. Maybe Statman will enlighten us on the story of why he hit this chick. But, I mean, wasn't he like... I'm not, no, because I'm just going to sound like I'm condoning the fact that he's hitting bitches. So
well, now
it
sounds
it.
Like you are.
And they're not
you
bitches,
just said that,
they're women.
Like,
slippery slope.
Well, you're not
correct.
Calling all women bitches, just the ones who got beaten.
By Dre. Wait, what? Not all the beaten bitches, just Dre's. Oh, God.
What did he do? He like put her head through a wall and like pushed her down some stairs or something.
No way.
Yeah, he like beat
Jason
her.
Jason style.
Yeah.
Okay. I did. Okay.
Put her head through a wall. Like, what is this? Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
He put her head the shit through out of her. A wall and he only got a $25,000 fine.
$2,500.
Mm. I mean, he was. That's he was like, definitely making money at that time, wasn't
yeah.
he?
He probably had that on him. He's like, oh, yeah, I got Han. Just, you have change for three? Just keep the change. Who gives a shit?
Community service.
But I thought the movie, even without that,
okay.
was fucking awesome.
Word. Word. Awesome. I mean, I haven't seen it, so yeah. I can only imagine.
Yeah. It, how amazing it is. I mean, I think it's breaking records of some kind. I think it got, had the best weekend for a biopic.
Ooh, look at you learning stuff.
Learning.
Sticking with
learning.
It.
Learning. I mean, I would like to see a hyphen in that word, bio-pic.
Okay. Talk to Webster. Talk to him.
I'm going to.
Let him know, man.
Email him. Hey, what the fuck? Because it looks like biopic, and biopic sounds cooler. Hey, that's a great biopic.
But that, again, that it makes me think of, like, sunglasses.
Biopic?
Yeah. Like some kind of contact lens.
Great. Then it's dual
just
purpose. One.
I'm just saying. That's why. Maybe LensCrafters has some kind of trademark on the word.
Mm-hmm. But biopic. Biopic? But what's the... I get...
Biographical picture, man.
No, I understand that. But how are you getting the eyeglasses? Jesus. Dude. Give me some credit. It's a biographical...
But I mean, I understand.
So it's an autobiographical picture called an autobiopic.
I mean,
autobiopic.
It's just called a movie.
Autobiopic.
It's just called based on actual events.
Oh, okay,
that's what they
can't
call
they call that? Can't they call no. biopic that?
No.
Okay.
Because this is actually like a documentary.
They can do whatever they want apparently because they call it biopic. So
well, you have. I mean, they have leeway to do. Whatever the fuck they want.
And
also.
They take that and they go further.
But
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
They played, you know, all the music, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there's
yeah.
separate music
yeah.
from Dre.
He came out with
and Eminem
his,
and all kinds of people.
Yeah. He came out with his alleged last CD called Compton.
Okay. So this is the detox album that the world has been waiting for. But not, you know, not
I mean,
it's called
no,
Compton.
It, he says, yeah, I mean, this is his next album.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's like music inspired by the movie. So,
yeah.
Like,
which
I don't
is
think Detox.
By his life.
Right. But I don't think Detox was going to be that.
Well, I'm just saying everybody was waiting for Detox
yeah.
for so long.
Yeah, and everyone's going to continue to
and
wait.
And now
but
everybody's
think
going to get this.
I don't think this is his last album. No. I think he's just saying that.
I think
no
it's
way.
Just an out. I think it's just.
He's Jay-Z,
everyone
he's
wants to
DMX.
End, you know, at some point. He's probably just like, you know. I'll stop now. I'll just focus on this.
Yeah.
And then Hurt Locker style, he'll come back and he doesn't want to be a normal person. He's
yeah.
got to go back to the grind.
Exactly.
So then eventually, like a year later, he'll come out, new video,
exactly.
maybe another movie.
Yep.
And then...
I think there's already a sequel in the works yeah. or something, right?
I kept hearing
NWA
accounts.
2.
Right. Some people were like, oh, it's not real. And some people were like, oh, they're talking about it.
How could they not, though?
But the sequel,
you
though.
Know? It's like not
Snoop
having
Dogg
a follow-up to X-Men.
And Tupac.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty
That would
fucking
be fucking
sick.
Awesome.
That'd be pretty fucking
yeah.
sick.
That would be great. I was watching concerts last night on YouTube. Saw the Coachella where they had the Tupac hologram.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck,
That's
I wish
awesome.
I was there.
That's awesome.
I mean, they
right?
did such a good job with that. I don't know why. They should do that at... Like every concert, have somebody dead pop up.
Like I would go to a concert of holographic
yeah.
people.
Yeah, I totally would.
Throw me some Tupac, some Biggie, obviously.
Yeah,
Nate Dogg in there.
But you know, could also throw in like Mozart in there too. Why not? Just have him on the same stage.
Elvis.
Elvis.
That would be pretty sick.
George Washington
maybe,
up there
maybe
as a hype man.
Maybe Elvis and James Brown and Michael yep. Jackson all right there just fucking
Shit.
Doing moves.
Doing like the same moves all choreographed.
Doing the same moves inspired by, I don't know.
That would be fucking awesome.
That'd be pretty sick.
That'd be great.
Amy Winehouse in there just
yep.
being kind of boozy.
How much could you charge for that, though? Because you're watching just a bunch of light. It's like you're watching a movie.
It's like you're watching a movie. So in some kind of venue.
$300.
You can charge
every
whatever the fuck you want.
Every dead person you've ever...
Because yeah. people will pay whatever. Kurt Cobain in there Ooh. At one point.
Okay.
Word.
That would be fucking great.
You know, I'd watch that.
They could do all that. How come they don't do that more? Did they do another one after the Tupac hologram? I feel like they did another one, right?
No, I don't think so. I think there was talks of doing other ones, but I don't think they did another one.
Hmm.
And I think you have to have like control of people's estates.
Yeah, there's got to be. You can't just make a hologram.
You have to pay those people, then you have to be able, you know, it might not be worth it at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
I think it would be worth it.
Unless it's a big enough venue. But to have all of these dead celebrities, I think that's why they can't.
Yeah. Do you think they have to pay just to have, yeah, I guess, to show his likeness or something? Like,
I heard that there was some company that was producing all of this. And that was like the first trial.
Oh, okay.
And they're compiling and getting a bunch of artists ready to go.
I mean, I'm ready, man.
I mean, it looked great. I mean, on the video, I don't know how it looked. Maybe it looked shitty if you were actually there, but on the video, it looks legit.
I mean, everybody sounded like it was a fucking good time. Yeah. Like, it was a good show.
And yeah, Dre was there. Snoop was there. I think it was 2012.
Like, I think I'd rather see it with live people, like a show that I was actually going to
with people
that I actually wanted to see. And then they throw that in. Someone who just comes out like Tupac
for John Lennon
songs. Yeah, just like, oh, rolls shit. Out. If I was at, you know, a concert where John Lennon performing would be, you know, dope. Not that any concert, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Atari concert.
A little bonus.
An extra fucking bonus.
Straight out of Compton.
It's a nice lazy
fucking great
day today. I'm sorry. I'm feeling hot as shit. I think that's what it is. Heat stroke is kind of setting in a little bit. My electric bill was fucking like $400.
No.
Yeah, crazy.
You just have the AC on all day?
I have a small place. Well, yeah, because we've had the baby there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And before that, I mean, it was just hot. So we'd like turn it on, you know, every once in a while, blah, blah, blah.
So the baby's going to stay.
Crazy. Baby's going to stay? I mean, might get that baby out of here. I mean, it's fucking...
Just slowly turn the temperature up and, you know, so the baby can get acclimated. So,
sure.
You know, young Spencer can get acclimated to the heat.
Sure. They're like, oh, keep your house at like 65.
Is it 65? Is that the temperature?
It's like 95 degrees in here right now.
That's like, really cold.
Shit, man.
Is that it? 65?
Yeah. Well, really? That's like an ice rink. They say if you swaddle the baby, you know, they want it at like 65. The temperature should be about that. So we keep it at like 75. Because it's fucking cold.
Yeah, you know, 65. It's freezing. Wow.
She's not a bottle of fucking Chardonnay.
Okay.
She's a baby. So.
Oh my God, she's a bottle of Chardonnay. Where is our baby? I want to talk to that nurse. A full bottle, that's not bad. It's a really good wine. Let's drink it, then go back.
Hey, let's name her Chardonnay.
I don't think anybody will notice.
That's a horrible name. And people are going to do that. People do that all the time.
I'm excited to see. I forgot what the next topic was, but it's football.
It's fun. Okay, go.
Ooh. And football.
Let's go.
It's that time of year.
So
we got a Packers fan over here.
Packers fan. It's I haven't really been listening to what's happening. You say it's hot as shit.
Yes.
Take that fucking hat off. I know you're a Lakers fan. You don't have to prove it right now.
But it's like soaking up this.
Yeah, but it's creating that.
Maybe if I do this?
Nope.
Is that going to help?
Oh, it's still going to hurt.
Oh, no.
Good now, man.
How's everyone like that that's watching?
Sorry, you should have been fucking watching. My bad. My bad.
Why are we not fucking... recording, filming this one?
Ooh, don't get on us. Mm. Don't get on us.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Mm. It's all good.
Tan's giving the all
right, cut it. Let's do it again.
The Denzel face.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, football, go.
Yes. Football's getting
Tell
very
me
big.
All about football.
It's very big nowadays. I just joined my fantasy football league, which I am fucking very stoked about.
Okay.
Just had my draft the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Got myself Tom Brady.
Nice. I've heard of him.
Like round 10. So it was good. Got Gronkowski.
So he's...
I'm happy. Life is good.
Brady has a 4-game suspension, is that it?
Yeah, Deflategate.
Because
his balls were soft.
Soft balls.
You know, go back to episode whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you...
Him and Jay-Z like soft balls.
They were... That's right.
I remember the name of the episode. I just don't remember the number.
That's a great album cover as well. Art. Cover art. Art.
And craft.
Art and craft. UNLTD.com. It was a great one of those.
That was awesome.
So that affects you how?
I just wanted to see what question you were going to ask me.
I wanted to see what question I was going to ask you as well. I didn't.
What affects me how?
Him being suspended. So.
I mean, it affects me because my other quarterback, I had to get another quarterback just for those four games that he's going to be suspended.
Right.
And I have Eli Manning.
So you usually have two though, right?
Yeah, you have two, but you have one guy who's going to get you through the season. Mm-hmm. And then you have one guy for bye weeks or, you know, if your quarterback is just, you know, not as good as you thought he was going to be. You know, if he starts getting sketchy, you got another guy to put in there. Hey, RG3, he was supposed to be really good a couple years ago. But, you know, I also got another guy, Cam Newton.
Okay.
And he was already fucking good.
Is this last year?
What happened? No, this was maybe 3 years ago.
Okay. I played probably about 3 years ago, or I don't even know. Do you call it playing
whatever.
It? Do you call it playing?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I played fantasy football.
Experiencing.
Okay.
Enjoying. Loving.
I signed up for fantasy football. Yeah. And basically, I just donated $20. And
sucked. I like people like you too. You need people like you to kind of just beat
to
up
like
the pot.
Fatten the pot. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I never did it again. But I hear people talk about it. It sounds
really
fun. Well,
it's fun because it makes you watch. Mm-hmm. It makes you watch all
kinds
of.
You have to watch.
Of,
it's like your job at that point. Money's involved.
Because when would you ever watch a Carolina Panthers game if that's not your team?
Yeah.
Well, if they're on your. You know, if you have Cam Newton, you do. So it's cool, you know. You get to experience.
So your entire day and week is consumed by it. Then is that's what you're saying?
No, I would say my entire Sunday is consumed by it.
Okay.
That's it though.
So during the week you're not really fucking.
No,
with it?
I might make a move or two, but I'm not sitting there analyzing anything. But I go deep, and when I'm setting my lineup for the week, it'll take me the day. So. I mean,
producer agent got a real hard affirmation on that one.
I use Sundays for that.
Setting that up. Fuck yeah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. It's just interesting because I tried to do it. I was like, I just can't sit there and do it.
Like, you could.
Watch sports?
Yeah. Sit there and, like, line up everybody. Like,
well,
you don't
have to. It's really just you plug in all of these characters into, like, ESPN or Yahoo.
It just sounded like a lot. And then I had the app.
It does everything for you. It adds up everything. It keeps track of everything. Yeah. It's not like old school where you're like, ooh, he got a point. I'm putting a
you have
7
to, like,
down.
Write it down. Yeah.
And everybody has to agree with the fact that it happened.
I couldn't even do it the new way. Yeah, I was doing it with the app. And the app was like doing stuff and it was notifying me. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't know what's happening. But I didn't do the draft right. Like, it auto-drafted or something. Just started picking people.
Right there.
I didn't know. So then I just stopped caring.
I was willing.
Yeah.
I
stopped caring.
You're stupid.
I stopped caring from before I was even in it. I don't even. It was basically like, here's my 20.
Then you're not invested from the very beginning. You're not. You don't want your players.
Yeah. How much did you throw in on this?
Ours is 100.
Yeah. So if I threw 100, you better believe I would have been all about the app.
I know people who throw in 100 and they're not even. This is their first time doing fantasy football, and they're like, sure. But you need those people.
Yeah.
Who are like, oh, I don't really get the strategy part.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, they're good and they're good and they're good. I'm going to throw them in my lineup. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you didn't look back and see how good they're actually going to be.
Okay.
You had a better player.
I think I did.
Well, because there's shit like, you know, like they'll get a fucked up toe. Right? But they won't tell anybody because they want that wide receiver to be a decoy. So they're not going to come out during the season and say, Roddy White has a busted foot. Mm-hmm. No, they're just going to be like, oh, he's fine. He's playing. He's in the game. He was probable, but he's good, blah, blah, blah. So if you have him, if you have him on your team at that point when that was happening, you're getting fucked because you're thinking, oh, shit, he's going to come out and do shit.
Right.
But he's not. He's just a decoy for the team. So fuck you.
And they're also it's a decoy for you as well.
Well, now I'm mad because fucking I had Roddy White and now I will never pick him up again for that reason. He lied to me.
Yeah, there was some passion
behind
that.
He lied to me.
Right. Fucking. To you personally. He texted
you. Yeah.
called you up.
To me.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing. He knows his fantasy level. Or he knew it.
So, hey, yo, Black. It's
Black. Hey, yo.
Fuck you,
I'm
Ronnie.
Fine. I'm totally fine.
I'm fine.
I'm totally fine.
I'm totally fine.
Hey, man. I heard about your foot.
Nope, don't listen to the hearsay. I'm fine. Put me in. I got to go because I got to call a lot of people. But tell everybody for me.
Verbal signature, Roddy White.
I'm going to go ahead and email you a signature, an ink signature.
Fuck you, Roddy White.
I remember when I did play fantasy football, when I experienced it that one year, I would still check to see how I did. Even though I wouldn't set a lineup, I had no interest in it, except then I would look and like, oh, I lost.
Like, okay.
Yeah. If I won, man. It was just like complete luck. Oh, I would keep people. I didn't switch one person out ever.
Yeah. See, that was $20. You can tell people. Yeah. When it's that's why I don't play $20 yeah. leagues. Because I play. Yeah. I play to talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And I play for yeah. a trophy. And I play to just
yeah,
fuck
it was a
you.
Waste.
Got a trophy. Right
yeah.
There.
Producer Adrian. On the I think side. He won last yeah. year.
Very nice.
Nice.
Okay.
That's the league you're in this year. I'm assuming what? Also, right?
$1,000.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Is it,
as it should be.
Like in the league, is it like a funny trophy or is it?
Yeah, you can see it. It's right there. I mean, like,
it's on the inside.
Bad,
yeah.
Bad timing.
We'll post a, we'll post
okay.
a picture
nice
up
one.
So everyone
it's
can see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we should.
No.
It's in the lobby of the studio.
In the Ooh, lobby. Nice.
The foyer.
I haven't seen that part. I need to go into the lobby one of these days.
The vestibule.
It's the trophy room.
There
yeah,
you go.
Maybe
I like
gold
that. The trophy room.
The trophy room.
I need to watch that show, The League.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I feel like I'm the only person
I've seen.
I haven't
it.
Seen it.
Oh, you yeah. haven't seen it? No. I've heard great things about it. Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah.
One of the guys, you know who Steve Renazzisi, I think
beginning.
His name is? Do you know who that
no.
is? He was in Paul Blart. He was like
the first one?
Yeah, the first
okay.
one. You remember
one?
That? Yeah, the funny guy. The funny guy. The only
the,
one.
Well, no, I was saying about, because didn't the second one suck?
I heard, it, I heard it was horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen
well,
it.
Well, Neil Kahn saw it.
Yeah, Neil Kahn.
Yeah.
Neil
and
Kahn,
I
the
trust
alien saw it.
Him with Paul Blart.
Yeah,
like
I definitely.
Fucking
I mean, I trust him
eggs.
More than any movie critic. He sees everything. Yeah. And he's usually pretty spot on.
I think he got zero on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh. Ooh. And I hate
zero
Rotten
Tomatoes.
Zero.
Jesus Christ.
That's
even
crazy.
Worse than that.
That Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, that Kirk Cameron.
Christmas movie.
Stealing Christmas back from the fucking, from the devil
you know
or whatever
the name
it was.
Of it?
No. I don't know. That wasn't the name. But
yeah, no, that wasn't it at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't even Kirk Cameron. Sorry.
Oh my God. It had to do with Christmas.
He won like all the Razzies.
I don't think anyone knows the name of it. Even IMDb
Kirk,
is like that.
No, no, no. Yeah,
Kirk Cameron movie
I think,
having
I think
to do with Christmas.
I think you did it. I think you said it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing Christmas.
Really? Was it?
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing Christmas.
I mean, I'm not ashamed to kind of know it.
Okay.
I think I do.
Okay. So is this a situation where you're like, I think, but I know. I know that I know.
No, I know. It's
is this
like
a Johnny
Christmas?
Depp in Chaplin situation?
Is this a Nate Dogg and Warren G situation?
Oh, boy.
Mount up.
And speaking of mounting up.
Okay. On dogs. Dog style. Sorry. I just want, you hear mount, mount and you just, Mo, you know. Ding, 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 ding. That was a smooth transition.
Very smooth.
So,
I liked it. Very smooth.
Smooth berries.
Beat Chicks by Dre.
Okay. Did we just come up with the title?
No.
That, yep.
Beated by Dre. By Dre.
By Dre.
Beated by Dre.
Apparently, as per the article, the journalist from Rolling Stone said that he picked her up by her hair.
Who's she?
Ooh. Oh, is this Dee Barnes?
Is it Dee Barnes?
Okay.
Somebody
began
who's Dee
slamming
Barnes?
Her head and the right side of her body repeatedly against a brick wall.
He's like Michael fucking Myers.
Stairway.
So hold on, this guy was there and he didn't do anything?
Like
watching this
hey,
whole
he's
thing
a journalist.
Happen?
He's, okay, he's an investigator.
Just recording everything?
Yeah. He's just there to document the truth.
Okay, on the right side, got it
and
repeatedly.
At this time, Dre's bodyguard was holding off the crowd with a gun.
There was a crowd there?
Oh yeah, with a gun,
after,
though.
After
Holy
Dre
shit.
Tried to throw her down the stairs, but he failed.
Shit.
He began kicking...
That probably enraged him further.
He began kicking her in the ribs and hands. She escaped, ran to the women's
restroom. Oh, yeah.
Restroom.
That's right. I remember reading something where he was, like, stomping on her fingers.
And
oh,
like,
what?
Jesus.
Dre followed her in and grabbed her from behind by the hair and proceeded to punch her in the back of the head.
$2,500. Holy shit. Wow. That wouldn't even pay for her fingers in the hospital.
Wow.
For the bandages.
Yeah, so that's what...
Wow, he really fucked her up, if that's accurate.
She got beats by Dre.
Oh!
Early.
Ba-dum-bing. Just pre-release.
Early version.
Oh, shit.
She got the first edition.
Oh, man.
First pressing, if you will.
There you go. Right,
first cut.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And she must have liked him because they went through with the...
Ruthless.
Yeah. She's like, okay, let's get married.
Let's get married.
Anyway...
Interesting.
I'm pregnant.
Tupac hologram.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hologram.
Oh, what is it called?
It's really him.
Apparently,
he actually isn't dead.
They got
He just made an appearance.
It's him.
Yeah, it's him.
It's a new technology, and
based on old technology,
it's
called light and vision.
It's called the Musion eyeliner system.
Musion.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And
graphic
it's
holograms.
Made by a company called Dimensional Studios.
Okay.
That's the company that made Brad Pitt into an old man or
Benjamin Button. And then, yeah. And I saw the Spanish version.
And the art director of the company is won an Academy Award for Titanic. Like they did all the visuals.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy.
So they invented this new projection system.
Mm-hmm.
Where they project a 2D image onto a mirror, and that reflects onto a Mylar screen.
Okay.
So it was a black screen on stage getting a projection.
Why's it got to be black?
Well,
it's hologram.
Because when you go black, you never go back. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, they did their hardest to call a hologram something else than hologram.
Well, people just assumed it's a hologram and said it was a hologram.
What is a hologram then, if that isn't?
Ooh.
That'll be on the next episode.
Tune in.
Now. But this time, and apparently, Dre is super involved in funding this Dimensional Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to work on getting all kinds of artists, projection. And that wasn't from archival footage or anything.
Yeah, it was like someone performing it, right?
Like, they actually created, as if it was a video game, his own moves.
Right, and somebody, I don't know if you saw this, was somebody, acting it out? Like, they had all those little points on them? Yeah.
It's an illusion. Like, they just...
So they just programmed that whole thing in? Holy shit. It was fucking awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Whoever programmed that knows Pac very well.
With this.
Well, Dre
had a bottle of Hennessy. He was throwing up West Side.
Apparently, Dre has all the rights to Tupac's stuff.
Dre does?
Because he's the one that allowed them to do it.
Okay.
So, and he's a part of the whole vision of making that happen.
Dre's like, no, I can't let this happen. Dre, it's your
concert.
Anyway, okay, fine.
The last thing. Kirk Cameron's saving
Chris. Ah,
saving. What did I say?
Stealing.
And you said.
Word.
Okay.
I think I just said.
I've got to
commit
this to memory.
With you.
Ruining. Yep.
I've got it. Saving Christmas.
Yeah. If I ever need to know it, I'm going to call
you. I'm going to watch it one of these days. But I'm going to. Just because you have to.
We should watch it before the next episode. And by we, I mean you.
No, I'm not going
to. It came out last year.
It was the worst.
It's probably not
even. Production value is probably pretty good. Huh? Yeah, 2014.
Oh. Well.
It was the worst rated movie on IMDb. Anyway, sorry.
Was it really?
The worst. At the bottom.